Tantor Audio presents Huckleberry Summer by Jennifer Beckstrand. Narrated by C.S. E. Cooney. Chapter 1. Felty Helmuth took a hearty bite of the mushy concoction in his bowl. "Why, Annie Benanny, this soup is fit for a king. Is this another recipe from that new book of yours?" Anna smiled and pushed her thick round glasses over the bridge of her nose. "How kind of you to notice, dear. It's called Indonesian beef stew."
"It's so tender I can't tell the beef from the potatoes."
"There is no beef. It's a vegetarian dish."
Felty winked at his wife of 62 years.
"The name ain't quite right, don't you think?"
"Well, the recipe calls for beef, but I didn't add any beef, and I don't think it's my place to change the name of the recipe."
"Right you are, Annie. Was they out of roast at the market yesterday?"
"No. I'm learning to cook vegetarian. Aiden is a vegetarian, and I don't want him to starve."
"Aiden, our grandson?"
Anna nodded and looked at Felty as if he were finally in on the secret.
"Benanny, Aiden lives in Ohio. He don't eat your cookin' more than once a year or so, but I'm sure he'd be pleased to know you are thinking of him."
"Now, Felty," Anna said, "I want Aiden to come and live with us, and he's got to eat."
"Us? Why would Aiden want to live with us?"
"He's going through a rough patch."
Felty reached over and patted Anna's wrinkled hand.
"Don't worry yourself. All boys his age go through a rough patch."
"Yeah, but most boys don't get arrested 3 times.
"He can get arrested just as easily in Wisconsin as Ohio."
Anna pursed her lips and scolded Felty with her eyes.
"Boys like Aiden need a wife to settle them down. A girl like..."